talking about the doors to success. We're talking about stress in this episode. Next episode, we're talking about failure. Here is one of the keys in unlocking the door of stress to get your success out. Staying positive. Think that stress is like a boon. Think that stress is like something that God gave you so your kids and you don't get in it later. And also don't let the trap of stress, don't be caught in it. What I mean is like there's a trap that can happen if you think that God is doing this because he doesn't like you. You're going to be caught in the trap. Stress is a trapper and something that gives you that gives you the ability to get success. And now I have to say goodbye. Hi guys, this is part 2 of the Doors to Success. Today we're going to be talking about failure. So technically in failure, what you do, like, failure, it's a stepping stone. Have you ever wondered why? Because Thomas Edison, do you know him? He's the guy who invented the light bulb. He went through like 1 million tries and he didn't give up. And in one of the tries, he actually got it. So what I'm trying to tell you guys by failure is the stepping stone is that, if you step on it, but you think that failure is just because God wants you to have failure just because he doesn't like you, the stone's gonna have moss and you're gonna slip into the river. The river is some place you can't get out. Well, it's hard to get out. You just have to keep getting that failure and keep getting all that stress. You might have another chance, but that would be after a long time. And you might forget about it. And like Thomas Edison, he didn't use his failure as a way to think that he should just give up. He kept trying. He used perseverance. And failure also tells you what's wrong and what's right a little. So, Thomas Edison, he's my example for the whole day about failure. And so, like, he didn't just, like, he wasn't, taking, like, stress as something. Stress might have come to him, but failure. We're talking about failure today. So, in failure, Thomas Edison, yeah, he's my buddy partner of the day. I already talked about that, I know. I'm just saying it to catch up, guys. I lost track of my train. I lost track of my train. Can I try again, please? Can you just stop it in a deleted? Hey guys, so technically what we're doing is talking about failure. And today, Thomas Edison is my example of the day. I think everybody knows him except for like people who don't learn about him. He is such an interesting guy. No matter how much time he failed, he didn't give up. Failure is a stepping stone. Have you ever wondered why, anyway? Like, failure, it gives you, knowledge of what's right. Thomas Edison didn't use it. So, like, if you think God's just giving this to you so you can, just feel bad and God hates you, you're gonna be caught in the trap. But if you don't think that and you think God's just giving you this so you know what's right and what's wrong about it. Yeah. And so technically, Thomas Edison, my man of the day, also example of the day. You know he invented the light bulb. He never gave up, right? Yeah. And if you think God's just giving you this just to give you, because like he hates you, the rocks, you're stepping stones, gonna have moss, and when you think you can step on it still and it's safe, you're gonna slip off. And when you get your chance again, it's already gonna be a long time since you've been in the river and you're gonna forget about it. Bye guys, please share and subscribe.